On the Oceans of Eternity by S. M. Sterling. Narrated by Todd McLaren. Copyright 2000 by S. M. Sterling. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with S. M. Sterling and Scoville Chichak Galen Literary Agency, Inc., and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. August, 1240 BC. August, 10 AE. Nea Yorick, Kingdom of Great Achaea.
But, Lord Cuddy, why does the interior of this furnace have to open out?
Agewas asked.
It made the construction much more complex than the earlier ones.
William Jefferson Cuddy, one-time corporal in the United States Marine Corps, one-time machine tool operator with Sea Haven Engineering, and currently Equatos and Master of Engineers to the High King of Great Achaea, stopped his thoughtful pacing. Production scheduling for something as big as a steel mill was a nightmare, even for this miniaturized antique, especially when even the executives he had to rely on were mostly ex-peasants who could barely comprehend that on time didn't mean in a while, maybe.
Even if you explain twice about the big hand and the little hand, with diagrams and a boot up the ass, Cuddy thought.
A simple technical question was a relief. He said, racking his brain and looking up. The interior of the furnace was dimly lit by a shaft of light from above, more brightly by the kerosene lamp the slave behind them held. It smelled of rock and fresh brick.